This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I think what we're starting to see is, you know, when the impeachment inquiry was first announced and they started to do these depositions, a lot of people were asking, can Nancy Pelosi peel off any Republicans? And I think in this final impeachment vote, but I think increasingly the question is becoming, does she lose more Democrats? Because Republicans have really sort of unified behind the president. And although two Democrats voted against the impeachment inquiry rules that they voted on a couple weeks ago, you know, we're hearing behind the scenes there are more moderates who are getting cold feet. And it all comes back to these ads and people being afraid of being punished for voting to impeach the president.
Say it ain't so. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They're afraid. They're afraid. That was the Washington Post. A woman from the Washington Post saying there's fallout from impeachment. I'm shocked there's gambling in this casino. And she says, originally when they did this, they were asking themselves, could we peel off any Republicans? Meaning, when they went to vote on this, are we going to get any Republicans to defect? And you know what happened? Man, the Republicans grew backbones. They went to the naughty bitch shop and got a pair, attached them, and they stuck with President Trump. And let me tell you what that means, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What that means is Republicans are finally figuring out that to back Trump is a better thing than to back the establishment. Whoa, glory. How glory. I feel like Aunt Esther right now in Sanford and Son. So now WAPO says, the bigger issue is not can they peel off any Republicans, but does she lose more Democrats? See, Democrats didn't go in lockstep. Two Democrats sided with the Republicans against this impeachment farce. What did I tell you? I told you this was a backfire. I told everybody, anybody was willing to listen, I said this is a backfire. This is not going to work. And it's because of, there's multiple reasons, but the main reason is truth is on the side of Donald Trump. Now, many people have had truth on their sides, and they've given up. They said, it's too tough. I'm not going to do it. But not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a fighter. And what he's managed to do is he's managed to transfer this attitude of get in there and scrap it out to Republicans who, generally speaking, don't want to do it. Republicans are averse to fighting. They're like, no, let's compromise and we'll figure it out. And it's a slow burn. Let me tell you, I was at a school prep for a school board meeting the other night, and teachers were standing up saying, you know, at my school, this new diversity, equity, inclusion thing isn't as big of a deal. They're not enacting it, even though some schools are different than others and yada, yada. And this is a whole, when you hear diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI or DE or DI, let me tell you what it is. It is a demoralization of white folks. Pretty soon, white teachers won't be able to teach blacks. Black kids are saying, we can't learn unless we learn from black kids, black teachers. And white teachers that dare say anything against a black kid, they're going to get called racist. They will be railroaded out. This system is about to come in play. And the guy says to me, the teacher, he's giving this thing at his house. And he says, well, it's not that bad at our school. We have great administrators and all that. And so I go, well, then why are they implementing this? Well, we're only implementing pieces of it. Yeah, so you kind of have a little cancer. You're a little bit pregnant. I said, dude, let me explain something to you. I don't care how benign it appears today. In a short amount of time, this is going to be a boot on your neck, and you are going to be able to do nothing about it. Don't talk to me, because he's saying, I don't want to attack our school, and I don't want to attack our administration. You mean the people that brought this program? Well, you know, they weren't the ones that, yeah, they could have said, you know what, I don't care what the district policy is, we're not having meetings about this, we are not implementing it. See, people, he doesn't want to fight. He says, we were in a gymnasium where they were rolling this out, and they were doing the snaps. They don't clap. They do the, like, you know, with their fingers. And he says, and essentially, it was attack on white people, on whiteness. And people were, you know, just applauding all this nonsense. And he says, nobody spoke up. But he goes, people were texting me. My friends were texting me saying, are you believing this nonsense? And I looked at him, I said, and nobody stood up. And he goes, no. And he's in crutches. No, nobody stood up. And I was looking at him like, and nobody stood up. You get what I'm saying? You didn't stand up. And you know why? They're all afraid. I'll lose my job. I'll be ostracized. No. Somebody should have stood up, and a second person should have stood up and said, I agree with him. And that would have gotten other people to stand up. They have no guts. Let me tell you, it used to be that way in the Republican Party. People now have guts. And oh, by the way, my group, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, we're going to give teachers guts. They're going to finally be able to say, you know what? I'm standing up for principle. I'm not going to be talked down to because I'm white or because I'm a male or all these other things. This leftism that is just soaked into the, it's ingrained at this point. Who's going to undo it? It's going to take warriors. And here's Donald Trump saying, I don't give a crap about your impeachment. He is so cool about it. As they say, he's cooler than the other underside of a pillow. The dude goes on. He's like, ah, whatever. It's a bunch of zombies. What do you call them? Clowns. He said they're fools. He waves them off like he's flicking a gnat out of his face at a picnic. And that is exactly the way he should be, because it is ridiculous how they're treating him. And the fallout, thankfully, is hitting the Democrats. Hitting them where the good Lord split them. And here's, you got, what's his face, Adam Schiff, who's now going, what else can I do? Russia didn't work. Ukraine didn't work. And you're going to find out later in this broadcast, racism didn't work. 34%, they say, of blacks are now supportive of Trump. And I was reading in the article a little farther, and they go, well, it could only be 18%. Really? 18%. Hey, anybody remember what Romney got? Anybody remember what Bush got? 18% would be double what any president has gotten. 34% represents Armageddon. You want to know who's responsible for part of that growth in the black vote coming over to Trump? You're listening to him, baby. Kevin Jackson, AJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They say the Democrats are afraid of being punished. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm calling this segment Impeachment Albatross. Because that's what the Democrats did. They gone and put an albatross across their neck, around their necks. Woo! Isn't it a great, it is a great time to be a conservative. It is a great time to be a truth seeker, a pragmatist. Finally, truth is setting people free again. I'm chuckling because I'm thinking about the truth shall set you free. It is true. The truth shall, look, Democrats, let me give you a little word of advice. If you just fess up, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel as if your soul has been renewed, invigorated, because you have been carrying around a lot of weight, a lot of lies. And now you're going to get the chance to tell the truth, to say, you know what? Baby black Jesus wasn't as good as you thought he was. It's okay. We're not, look, we'll only laugh for a short amount of time. We're not going to be mad at you forever. Jeez, come on, man. Fess up. Fess up that you know the Russian nonsense was exactly that. Just fess up. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel like, yeah, man, you're going to feel like all those endorphins are going to release. You're going to, you're not even going to realize how much weight you've been carrying with all this guilt. Because, you know, you've been trained to like, you don't feel bad. You were trained to like Barack Obama. You were trained to believe in all your lies that you're helping black people and you're helping women and you're helping the Guatemalan midgets. You ain't helping nobody. You have not helped anybody. You have been part of the enabling system that has caused this nation to lose its mind. As my grandma would say, it's lost its religion. You are part of that. Relieve yourself of that guilt. Find yourself a conservative Republican, God forbid a Trump supporter, give him a hug and say, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I didn't realize what I was doing. It's okay. It's okay. We'll only laugh for a little bit of time. If you come up to me and you come correct now, because I'm quick to punch and I'm fast. I'm older, but I'm still fast. But come up to me, say, Kev, can I give you a hug? And I'll go, sure. And then, you know, I'm going to approach you stealthily in case I have to knock you out. But then when we embrace, I'll make sure you don't have a knife in your hand so you don't stab me in the back. But once it's all good, I'm going to give you a hug. I'm going to laugh in your ear and say, I told you so. Then I'm going to let you go and all will be good. It'll only last a little while. You ain't going to feel that bad. Come on. That's right. Democrats, the Congress people are afraid. They're afraid of being punished. And you can bet, as a Democrat, Donald Trump is threatening to punish all the congressmen who supported impeachment. Yeah, he's punishing them with your vote. And here's what's funny, America. You don't hear Democrats worried about us cheating, do you? They're not worried about us cheating. You know what they're worried about with us? They're worried about us voting. They're not worried about us cheating. They're not worried about us voting twice. They're not worried about us bringing in illegal votes. All they're worried about is us voting. The numbers, ooh, it's ugly out there. It's ugly. Yeah, buddy. Everybody's had one. One you weren't proud of. This is it. This is that girlfriend or boyfriend that you go, he did in a pinch, you know. I don't know what was going on. It was a rebound. I don't know. But this is that. This is what's going on right now with the Democrats. And now their congressmen are afraid of being punished by you. Not only you, you know who they're most afraid of? They're afraid of Democrats who have left the party. That's what they're afraid of. Over the summer, Congressman Brenda Lawrence fully backed the move to impeach President Trump, but the Detroit area Democrat said over the weekend that she has since changed her mind. She has found herself. She has walked away. She is woke. Brenda Lawrence, I feel we should begin that process. If we impeach him, he is still sitting in the White House because the Senate must act. Our democracy is bigger than Donald Trump, and we need to act. He says, now you can censure. You don't have to remove the president. So she wants to censure Donald Trump because he dare enact foreign policy, which is, by the way, his constitutional duty, his authority. And she wants him to be censured for this. How dare he work on behalf of America? I want you to understand where the Democrats are with all this. Because at its crux, that's what it is. How dare Donald Trump actually try to do business on behalf of America while we have him under fire? We'll teach that white boy. That's what this is about. Well, they say exposing the hegemony, I don't know, whatever. Give me another big word that just says, let's beat up on white people. Because that's essentially what it is. And people say all the time, Ken, I'm so glad you're talking for me. Yeah, I'm so glad you're talking for me because I'm a white guy and I can't protect my... Shut up. Shut up, white boy. If I was white, they would accuse me of being David Duke because I would be like, man, well, I don't get this attack on white people because black folks have been beating up on white people for decades and people ignoring it. I'm not ignoring it. Don't even talk to me about feeling sorry for being white. Shut up. I would be that guy. And I've already proven it because I said I will talk about the feminist movement and women and whatever else. I'm not shutting up.
Oh, Kevin, you got fired from Fox over it.
Yes, thanks for proving my point. Thanks for proving my point. I'm not selling out for money. I'm not. When Fox called, hey, you need to take it back. Screw you.
It'll hurt your career.
So what? I've rebuilt my career multiple times. 8 times I changed careers as an adult. You think I'm afraid of you? I ain't afraid of Fox. I'm not afraid of any of them. You speak your mind and you sleep well at night. You don't worry about, oh, who knows what's going to happen to me? I'll change careers again if I need to. People trying to, Kevin, man, I don't know, you know, and this and that. Shut up. I ain't worried about that. Look, God has a plan for you. Every little movement, everything that happens. And I told people many times when I hit that tweet, when I hit that button on that tweet, when I called Blasey Ford and all them lying skanks, I stood by and God whispered in my ear, hey, there's ramifications here. And I said, it's okay, God. You're going to take care of me. And I'm okay. Now, I'm not crying over Fox. It's Fox's loss. See, when you adopt that attitude, you'll be fine. They asked Bill Cosby in an interview recently. He says, it was something along the lines of, you know, what gets you in trouble. He says, trying to please other people. He goes, if I gave any advice, stop trying to please other people. Doesn't mean you don't care about them. It just means please yourself. Be happy with who you are. Be happy with what your core represents and please yourself. And it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, take on projects, work with folks and things like this. But at the end of the day, you better be able to please yourself. Hey, we got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A
federal judge is blocking President Trump's requirement that illegal immigrants have health insurance to prove they can pay for medical treatment. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Simon issued the order Tuesday that blocks any State Department official from enforcing the policy the administration announced in October. Two big storms are moving across the country this Thanksgiving holiday, causing roads to be closed in some spots and delaying flights across the country. Todd Krause is with the National Weather Service.
Just want to let you know that we've got warnings issued all the way from Colorado and Wyoming through Minnesota up to Upper Michigan, and for heavy snow and strong winds. So we're looking at 8 to 12 inches of snow, winds maybe gusting to 30, 40 miles per hour.
A new storm is blowing in on the West Coast, putting 17 million people in Southern California and Arizona under flash flood watches. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I will tell you, I have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. I'm blessed beyond belief. I'm a sinner. God has no reason to spend the kind of time with me that he does, but he talks to me every day. He reminds me of his presence in my life. And I have to tell you, I'm excited about that because I don't always do well. I'm not always good. I mean, I have a good heart. I believe that I'm seeking, you know, this greater good. But you're still flawed. We're all flawed. It's okay. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I hope you can find the things in your life to be thankful for. I'll give you an example. I was at the Republican Governors Association event. I meet this guy. We're the same age. And you know how you meet somebody, you have that kindred spirit, you just know it, you talk to them, you're like, we have the same spirit about ourselves. And so he says, hey man, I want you to come down to Mar-a-Lago with me. I'm like, cool, let's go. $2,500 ticket to go to this event. Going to hang out with the Prez and all of them at a party, like a Christmas party. So we're doing this big event, and then he says to me, I'm just going to say, the guy's like, Kev, I own a couple of golf courses. He goes, besides business, let's just hang out. I go, cool. When are we going to golf? So that was the next thing. Then he said, hey, by the way, I'm pretty active in politics in this area. I run a group, Young Business Young Business Organization. It says where we get CEOs together to talk about helping in the community, blah, blah, blah. I want you to come up. He goes, we're going to do a fundraiser for your organization. He says, we helped another group. Recently, we raised $350,000 for them. Fantastic. I mean, this is the type of thing where you meet people, they see something, they sense the good in you, and they go, let's do this. Got to tell you, I'm thankful for that. I was in Houston, Texas. I was at an event. I talked to some high, you know, profile folks, and they said, hey, you need to call this guy. His name is James. And I said, okay. So I called James. He gives me the number. I called James. James, what's popping, baby? So we talked for a few minutes. James is like, Kev, man, we gotta hang out. You got to come down to Florida, hang out, blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm going to do it. Turns out James is Rush Limbaugh's producer. He says, come hang out. And here's what's funny to me. He says, there's a dude I want you to meet in Tampa. He loves your show. Now, I want you to understand what I'm telling you. This is Rush Limbaugh's producer telling me that a guy loves my show. I'm like, dude, I love that story. You know, look, many people I know love Rush Limbaugh. I'm telling him, I got fans that love Rush Limbaugh. I cut my conservative teeth on Rush Limbaugh's radio program. We can all coexist. But here's what I'm telling you. I can be thankful to have that conversation with James. I can be thankful to have met a guy by the name of Keith Jackson, who runs a program up in Arkansas where he takes kids who are failing public schools. He puts them in his schools. He's been doing this for 20 years. Ex-Oklahoma football player. It played in the NFL. Keith Jackson, look him up. We had a conversation. He says, Kev, we got to stay together on this stuff, man. And we're going to meet up and do some things together and help his kids. 20 years he's been helping these inner city kids in the city of Little Rock to get educated, to stop failing. And, I mean, it's more than just grades. He's helping them become successful in life. You have a lot to be thankful for. We all have a lot to be thankful for. Anyway, let me tell you who doesn't have a lot to be thankful for, though. The Democrats. Horrible Thanksgiving coming up. One more reason, that Bloomberg is a bust. Let me tell you, where was the big rally for Bloomberg with his announcement? I want to give you something to think about. Where was the big rally? Because Democrats are waiting on the great white hope. But everybody, Bloomberg may announce. Bloomberg, I didn't see some big, maybe it happened. I'm just saying, I didn't see it. A big press conference, 20,000 people going, we love you, Bloomberg, we love you, with their 15.5-ounce sodas. You get what I'm saying? I didn't see a thing. All I saw was Bloomberg officially announces. So then I got curious, because that's when I know how it works. That's how the mind of Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show works. And I said, wonder how the polling's going. Yeah. Wonder how the polling's going, because his announcement was so quiet, you could have heard a church mouse pee on cotton balls. That's how quiet it was. So I went and checked the polls, and here's what I saw, an Emerson poll. I don't know if Emerson's any better than Jacobson, but here's Emerson. Biden 27, Sanders 27, Warren 20, Buttigieg 7, Harris 3, Yang 4, Bloomberg 1, Gabbert 2, Klobuchar 1, Steyer 2, Booker 1, and Castro 1. So Bloomberg comes out like Superman, and he's got billions of dollars and all the pre-announcement stuff, which, by the way, I didn't think he was going to announce. I said it on the show. I'll admit it again. I didn't think he would do it because Bloomberg's got a lot of dirt on him, and people are going to uncover it. They're going to find out pretty soon. But here's the deal. He comes out. And he didn't even come out like Biden, where he came out and he was in the, Biden started at 41. You would think the Democrats hate their existing candidates. That's pretty clear. Because every time somebody makes an announcement, they go, oh, there's a new one. You would think we would be cutting back, but we're adding two. I mean, don't be surprised if Eric Swalwell gets back in, right? If you don't know who he is, don't worry about it, because it doesn't matter. But anyway, so Bloomberg gets in. He's at one. Now, that's his Real Clear Politics. That was Emerson. I looked at Real Clear Politics. He was one. He may track up to five. Let's say he gets a seven. But if he doesn't get into the 20s and the 30s and the 40s pretty fast, Bloomberg's in trouble. So you get the Democrats who have their great white hope. Rich, white, Democrat male. I mean, that's the perfect demographic, right, for the Democrats who say, we're the party of everybody. Yeah, so they find the richest white independent that they can find. Not even a Democrat. And he's polling at one. I'm polling at zero. I'm only 1 point behind Bloomberg. So, puts him in a tough spot. Here's what somebody wrote about this. They said, in a stunning memo to staff, this is interesting to me because this shows you just how crooked this whole system is. Bloomberg. Stunning memo to staff. Bloomberg News said that they will not investigate Michael Bloomberg or his rivals during its coverage of the upcoming election. The Hill. Don't believe me. This is a story in The Hill, okay? The leftist organization that calls itself news. Bloomberg's not going to investigate Bloomberg. Nor will Bloomberg investigate any of the other candidates. But here's what they said about Donald Trump. They said, so if you're keeping score at home, Bloomberg News will not report on anything uncovered on any of the many candidates running for the Democratic nomination, but will not afford the same courtesy to the Republican currently occupying the White House. Here's what they said. For the moment, our P&I team will continue to investigate the Trump administration as the government of the day. This is from Micklethwaite. I don't have a list. That's the way he pronounced his name. Micklethwaite. So Micklethwaite says Bloomberg News will investigate the current administration for its perceived irregularities, but it won't do anything if it finds any irregularities on these leftists. Just want to help you keep this thing in perspective. But let's go back. Because, see, when I'm teaching my class, I try to remind you guys of the bigger picture. And there's a lot of things at play. And we covered Bloomberg. I gave you five reasons the other day why Bloomberg is a mess for the Democrats. We now have this one more. And this one more, I couldn't talk about them because I didn't have any polling information. But this one more is, where is the Bloomberg splash? Where's the splash? Let me tell you where. Nowhere. It doesn't exist. Bloomberg can't rally the black vote. He can't rally the female vote. He can't rally the millennials, the poor people vote. Bloomberg is, the only thing Bloomberg can do is be a placeholder for whatever Democrats don't like Donald Trump. And that number is shrinking every single day. Where's your splash? You get a Bloomberg, you get a guy worth $55 billion. He could buy up all the airtime, radio, TV, etc. He could run ads, have parades. He could hire black churches to come out and sing his praises. And nothing. What's he waiting on? I'm curious. What are the Democrats waiting on? If I were a Democrat, I'd be asking myself, we don't like our candidates. We bring in this guy. It comes in with, it was a thud. How are we going to explain this? Anyway, give it some thought.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Barack Obama needs a lifeline, and so do all these other scandalous Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Why do I say that? Why do I say he needs a lifeline? Because he does. He's guilty. He's guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. He targeted a private citizen, tried to take him out, with all of the force of the federal government behind him. That should scare every American. Should rock you to your core that this is what they've tried to do. They know this. And it continues. I mean, forget all the things leading to it. Hillary's going to win. We're going to make sure she wins. Let me tell you how you can almost know this. Let me just give you an example. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't retire. There came a point where people were pressuring her to retire during the Obama administration, and she wouldn't do it. You know what? Ruth was like, I ain't retiring. And then they finally got to the point where they said, look, don't worry about it. Hillary's going to win. Ruth can either retire or she'll die, and Hillary will put somebody in. They were that sure. They were sure about federal judges, district judges, etc. They were sure about it all. And they were sure about the cover-up after they got rid of Trump, the person that they shoehorned into the position and then regretted rather quickly as he started to gain traction. So they need a lifeline. Democrats. They bet on the faint hope that Trump would lose in 2016. And now the big hope at that time, but the faint hope that he would lose in 2020. That's what they needed. And then they said, well, let's try to win the Senate, because if we win the Senate, we can carry on impeachment. But that's going to be over, because the House, I predict, and I've been wrong, but I'm going to predict that the House does not vote for impeachment. Earlier in the broadcast, I played you clip after clip. Well, we played one clip. At least I played you a clip where Democrats are scared. They have every reason to be scared. They are going to lose based on impeachment. These are bad. These are polls that favor them in enormous ways. And they're finding out, people that want Trump impeached dropping like a rock. People that believe that the president shouldn't have been impeached rising like a star, rising like a helium balloon. They don't know what to do. So they're afraid. They want to squash it. Pretty soon, Pelosi, by the way, didn't want this. She knew what was going to happen. Pelosi's smart enough to be able to look at tea leaves on something like this and go, look, there's no upside for us here. But they did it anyway. So there you have it. Scared now. We got to win the Senate. They ain't winning the Senate. And now their question is, can they keep the House? Democrats are afraid. So here's what Barack Obama says. He says he warned Democrats last week about adopting purity tests in the presidential primary and said any adversity the candidates face in the contest will make whoever emerges an even stronger nominee. What he's saying is let them fight it out. Because if you don't let them fight it out, Donald Trump's going to fight. You better let them fight it out. Stop trying to be so pure. Pretty easy for them not to be pure. Obama spoke to about 100 donors during a question and answer session with Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez in Los Altos, California. The event came a day after the fifth Democratic primary in Atlanta as a 17-person field, they say, what is this, continues to expand with Bloomberg. So understand this. Barack Obama is in the heart of leftism, the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies, California. He's at a fundraiser. There's 100 people. Now, I don't know what the cost was. It could have been $25,000 a table or $35,000 a person. I don't know. But here's what I do know. If Donald Trump has a fundraiser in a city, and the price is 20. I know this for a fact. There's no conjecture. I'm not giving you conjecture. I have friends that work on the campaign. They call me routinely. Kev, do you know anybody who wants to be, at this retreat? It's a $42,000, blah, blah, blah. And my answer is, well, I'll contact a few people. And they fill it up. He'll call me and go, I don't have any more slots. Sorry. But he'll give me right of first refusal. like a brother got all these people in his hip pocket. Hey, man, look, you got $42,000. I wish. So I know this is happening. And Trump, 50 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, $25,000 to see the president. Bam. Done. In fact, I know a guy. I keep thinking of these stories as I talk to you. It was to go to an event, and One of my friends made one phone call, says, hey, you can go to this event. Here's what you can get accomplished. He wrote a check for $25,000 on the spot. Easy. Easy peasy. So anyway, Obama speaks to 100 people and, you know, tells them, look, you gotta stop being the way you are, leftist. Everybody's warning. There's a comedian from Saturday Night Live. I forget his name. He's a goofy looking little dude. He looks like a raccoon. He's got dark spots around his eyes. Dark, I think, rings around his eyes. And he says he's no longer performing on college campuses. He says you can't open your mouth without them talking about, oh my gosh. And they ask him, they say, do you regret any joke you've ever done? He says, no, I don't regret any jokes. He says, you write jokes to test material, to test the sensibilities of people, to make them look within themselves on multiple issues. That's what comedians do. They serve a purpose. They force us to laugh at ourselves, but more importantly, if they're really good, they force us to look within ourselves. I'm proud to say that I'm one of those comedians. I'll force you to look within yourself. Yeah. Alien autopsy. Because most of you don't know who you are. You're alien to your own selves. And it's somebody like me that says, look, dude, stop faking, stop fronting. I know what you're doing. You ain't fooling nobody. That's what makes people. And by the way, I'm skipping here a little bit and I'm getting into Dr. Phil, but that's what makes people love you, endear themselves to you, is when they know you and they know you for your flaws and you feel like you can confide in them about your flaws. That's why I tell you people about my flaws. I tell you, I am unworthy of the grace that God shows me every day. And it isn't because I'm bad by human standards. I'm actually pretty good. But to get into heaven, I don't know. I don't know. Right? And I'm not chuckling at the idea that like I'm some kind of demon, see, because I'm not. But also, I know my thoughts. I know my fears. I know all the things that are inside of me that drive me. And for the record, they drive me closer to God because I love that feeling that you get. I tell people this. When my great-grandfather died, and my brother was the only one who wasn't, you know, trying to hold back tears. He was just as stoic as could be. And after it was over, I looked at him. I said, man, I don't know how you do it. And he goes, Kev, Papa went to a great place, and he goes, I know all about it because I have a firm belief in God, and there's no reason for me to cry. He goes, it was a celebration. He goes, for me, it was a celebration of our great-grandfather passing away, and I was like, wow, I wish I had that kind of strength. And he says, you'll get that when you get a little closer to God. And I started pursuing that, and I've got more strength. But as you get closer to God, you find out, well, I'm not quite the Christian I think I am. You know, look, don't feel bad about that. You're a work in progress, and God understands that. I feel like I'm giving a sermon now. Billy Graham. Ask, what do you say? I remember a Billy Graham sermon where he says, these are the most powerful words ever spoken. I was like, what are they? I'm not even going to tell you guys what they are. You're going to have to keep listening to the show. So, what was I talking about? Talking about knowing yourself. See, the left aren't going to, they don't understand this about Trump. And I know I'm shifting gears a lot here, but that's all right. You can keep up. They don't understand this about Trump. You know him. Ask yourself this very simple question. How much do you really think you know Barack Obama? How much do you know? Simple question, right? I'm not talking about birth certificate and grades, even though that is included. What do you know about him? I mean, his life is a fabrication. You don't know about his girlfriends. His life is a Muslim and his belief system. Is he Christian? Is he Muslim? Does he have a sympathizer here? Is he gay? Is he straight? He's an enigma. Pardon the pun, because you white folks can't say that word when you're talking about Obama. You can't say he's an enigma. Refer back to this show, KJRadio.com, this day. What do you know about it? Then contrast that with what do you know about Trump? Maybe all you knew when he was running was he was a billionaire mogul that did Celebrity Apprentice and The Apprentice. That's what you knew. Then you started learning more. He's brash. He says what he thinks. He's not holding anything back. He doesn't apologize, etc. Next thing you know, you're voting for him.
This is a
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.